Hello again. 酒馆又要在喜马拉雅做直播了。5月18日，也就是今天晚上8点半，我和雅思考官 Brad 在直播里等你。想要上麦试试自己雅思口语能拿几分，想要了解口语究竟怎么提高，那就不要错过今天晚上8点半的喜马拉雅直播。我们不见不散。Now, on with the show. Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。In a couple of days, it's going to be May the 20th. This is a non-holiday created purely by consumerism to try to sell things.
马上又到了520这个消费节了。
Around this time, so many marketing campaigns are trying to get us to buy things for our loved ones, family, friends, that special someone. But in today's special episode, I would like to talk to you about a very special someone.That really deserves our love. That is yourself.
所以今天的酒馆里，露露想跟你谈谈 self-love.
In the past few years, I've noticed something. Usually when I had a new class, I asked students to do self-introduction. Tell me something unique about yourself, I said. And some of them, including men and women, would say things like, I'm fat. I need to lose weight.Even when they don't look overweight at all. Perhaps you can say that they're just being modest or they're just making a joke. But it does touch upon a very important topic that I would like to share with you today. This is the topic of body image.
Body image 在心理学上有时候被翻译成体相，也就是身体形象。
This is how you see yourself in terms of your physical appearance.
是你对自身形象的认知。
Did you ever stop and think about how often we're told to change our appearance these days? Media constantly offering tips about how to change, how to lose weight in days, how to hide your imperfections. This is actually one example of body shaming.
今天，露露就想和大家分享一个概念，叫做 body shaming。中文里一般我们就把它叫做身体羞辱或者叫做身材羞辱。
But it's actually not just about your body shape. It's about everything relating to your physical appearance. So body shaming is criticizing yourself or others because of some aspect of physical appearance.
实际上就是指的对于自己或者他人的外形的某一个部分批评指责、嘲讽或者羞辱。
And we see it everywhere. And it's highly likely that you and me, we both experienced body shaming as the shamer and the shamed. Some people might say, these are just some harmless comments. I'm just making a joke. Others might say, oh, I'm telling someone he or she is fat or they don't have good skin so that they can take better care of themselves.It's a form of tough love. You know, it's good for them.
有人可能会觉得这种 body shaming 不过是开开玩笑或者是为了对方好。
And in today's episode, I would like to share with you the dark side of body shaming and what damage it can do. And first of all, you could imagine body shaming can lead to a lot of mental issues. It crushes people's self-esteem. It makes them see themselves.In a very negative light. Hence, people would say, I'm fat, I'm too dark, I have bad skin, I'm too short. And this would also lead to social anxiety. People who have been body shamed too much might find it difficult to enjoy social events because they fear that they would be shamed again. One of the most common types of body shaming is about weight.Especially about women's weight. And this is even more severe in East Asian cultures. Especially among young women, body shaming can cause a lot of mental issues, and among them, they are eating disorders.
很多的进食障碍都和 body shaming 有关。
And two of the major eating disorders, the first one is anorexia,
厌食症。
People with anorexia generally...view themselves as overweight, even if they're dangerously underweight. I've met people with anorexia that are constantly trying to starve themselves, even when they're already below 40 kg. They tend to constantly monitor their weight, avoid eating certain types of food, and severely restrict their calories. There are many devastating physical and mental impacts anorexia can have on human beings.
可能酒馆家人里还有人会记得 Carpenter 这个名字，卡彭特。应该来说，在90年代，他们的音乐在中国还是很有名的。比如当年的 Yesterday Once More 昨日重现，可能是很多现在中年的小伙伴们童年的回忆。
But actually, Karen Carpenter,
卡彭特乐队的 Karen,
she suffered from anorexia, which was little known at the time, and she died of heart failure directly related to her illness at the age of 32. And this has led to increased awareness of this particular eating disorder. Another very common eating disorder is bulimia.
神经性暴食症或者是贪食症。
People with bulimia frequently eat unusually large amounts of food in a specific period of time. And during the binge, they usually feel like they cannot stop eating or control how much they're eating. After the binge, they usually would attempt to purge.
患有神经性暴食症的人经常会有这样 binge and purge, 暴食和催吐的循环。
One of the famous people that used to suffer from bulimia due to extreme stress was Princess Diana. Outside of eating disorder, body shaming might also lead to body dysmorphic disorder.
体相障碍也被叫做躯体变形障碍。
It sounds very technical. This is a mental health disorder in which you cannot stop thinking about one or more perceived problems with your appearance.A flaw that appears in mirror or cannot be seen by others. For example, even when everyone thinks that you are normal weight, you still think you're extremely fat, or constantly feeling like your nose is too big and becoming obsessed with your nose. When you have body dysmorphic disorder, you intensely focus on your appearance and body image, repeatedly checking the mirror, grooming,or seeking reassurance, sometimes for many hours each day. I know in cases that people would spend over 5-6 hours a day checking themselves in the mirror, checking their weight, and feeling completely distressed. And when it's really serious, it's going to impact your ability to function in your daily life. Or you may seek out plastic surgeries to try to fix your problem.Apart from mental health issues, body shaming also has a lot of social impact. For example, it sets unrealistic expectations for people. It makes us overly focused on physical appearance. And it also helps build a misassociation between appearance and negative characteristics. For example, if you don't have the perfect skin,then you're not taking good care of yourself, then you're not a woman enough. Or if you're overweight, that must mean you're lazy, undisciplined. After talking about all these problems, about body shaming, why is it so difficult to stop it? First of all, the widespread media influence. When all your waking moments are dominated by media and social media, telling you what is beautiful,telling you what is perfect, especially with social media chasing traffic and businesses use aggressive marketing to sell things. Of course, we're bombarded by these messages telling us we need to buy products to change ourselves so that we can be better, we can be prettier. And it's very difficult for anyone to escape that kind of influence. The second reasonis the anonymity online. Nobody knows who you are online, and this is where body shaming happens a lot. We find it so easy to call someone ugly, fat, online, because we know we don't have to be responsible for what we say. And the third, of course, is the technology. The ever-developing technology makes it so easy to Photoshop pictures, to retouch pictures, to use filters, to create that perfect look that simply does not exist in real life. And we use that unrealistic perfection as the role model to shame others and to shame ourselves. And the last one is the increasing stress in day-to-day life. That makes it necessary sometimes for us to feel superior, to make fun of others, to feel better than them. But sometimes that is only because we don't truly like ourselves. We don't like how we look. Case in point, many people who body shame others don't really like their own bodies that much. Having said all that, I know some people might say, yeah, but people need discipline. People need to strive to be better.
说到这里可能会有人说，那我们也不能生活在虚假的幻境里。我们确实要照顾自己的身体，要让自己变得更好，也更好看。
Well, that's not what I was saying at all. It's great if you take care of yourself, if you strive to be better, to stay healthy. And you are right. There are many bad lifestyle choices that will lead to some physical issues. But that has nothing to do with body shaming. It is not tough love when you try to body shame others, because when you start to shame them, you don't care at all about their health. You're shaming them to make yourself feel better, not really looking out for their benefits. And when you're shaming yourself, well, that usually means you're feeling stress, not just about how you look, but generally about your life. It's just so easy to blame your body, to blame your physical appearance for your frustration and anxiety in life.
最近我看到一个有名的喜剧演员也是 talk show host, James Corden, 中国很多观众都戏称他为詹胖因为他胖乎乎的。
James Corden, in his late night talk show, commented on fat shaming. Fat shaming 是 body shaming 的一种
其实就是专门的去嘲笑、羞辱或者批评胖人。
And James Corden said, fat shaming is not encouragement or tough love, it's just bullying and verbal abuse. At the end of today's program, I just want to have a little bit of heart-to-heart with you. I've chosen this topic because I can truly relate to this. For my entire adult life, till this point, I've struggled so much with body image. I've struggled with eating disorders,and body dysmorphic disorder. And there were times that I just couldn't really recognize myself in the mirror because I hated that reflection so, so much. During the very bad days, I used to weigh myself over 100 times and spend 5 hours crying on the scale. And I've tried very hard to cope with it. And I'm still trying. And here I'm sharing this episode,and part of my life story was you. So hopefully that can not only help increase awareness of the issue, but also maybe speak to some of you who have been struggling yourselves, to know that you're not alone in this, that many people might be feeling exactly the same. And don't most of us just want to be seen and appreciated instead of criticized and picked apart?There are many ways to improve your health, to live a healthier life, to make healthier choices, but body shaming is not one of them. And the most important thing is to accept yourself, to start loving yourself, and to tell yourself, I am enough. If you like today's episode, I would love it if you're willing to share your experiences. Because the words you share and the experiences you share might be,a lot more powerful than you think. On that note, let's end today's episode. And don't forget to love that special someone. That is yourself. I'll see you next time. Bye.